As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about allergy. Are you allergy prone? This time of year, if you don't have allergies, you may be kind of, you know, the minority, but most people have allergies, so we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to get to the lung cancer topic we didn't get to last time and some other things. So, we got lots to talk about in the Quack Report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. And as you know, I am hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I hope you are too. And today's devotional is from Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 16 through 18. It goes like this. It says, wisdom is better than strength. Nonetheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that rules among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Amen to that. Well, you know, the time groweth short, and that is the way. So seek the Lord's face because, you know, get to getting. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, San Francisco Bay shellfish. If you're into shellfish, the San Francisco Bay Area, they got contaminated shellfish, by the way. Oh, yeah, San Francisco is reporting in the Science Daily. Research teams determined there's many different kinds of toxins in the freshwater environments, according to the study that was in the Journal of Harmful Algae. So they found in San Francisco Bay multiple toxins in both fresh and marine waters, and it raises the concern on the impact of living organisms that are affected in these waters. So they found neurotoxins. One was called domoic acid, and the other one is sanotoxin. Also, there was a derivative of acid that causes diuretic actions in shellfish, creating poisoning emitted into the water, and microcytins, which are poisons to animals and humans, liver damage, causes liver damage. So they're microcytoxins that could cause hepatotoxins. So, you know, just be careful out there. 99% of the mussels they collected were contaminated. 37% had four different types of toxins in them. So, you know, be careful on that shellfish out there. Last but not least, in the quack report, here's another study that kind of shows you the dangerous side of fluoride. Apparently, it can damage the pineal gland. The pineal gland is a really small size gland, almost the size of a pea, that's in two hemispheres of your brain. And it's not protected by the blood-brain barrier, so it's more vulnerable to toxins. So this gland produces hormones, and it's responsible for making the melatonin, which helps regulate your circadian schedule, your sleep rhythm. And a lot of people suffer from what is now called by science calcified pineal gland. And it's not supposed to calcify, but according to science, if you're exposed to a lot of heavy pesticides, food additives, radiation, and other toxins like fluoride, it can eventually just calcify and just petrify, basically, your gland. So they said fluoride consumption, they say, can inhibit this gland's ability to produce the melatonin, and it can disrupt sleep cycles, especially interferes with puberty for females. Also, the study showed fluoride deposits in the gland as people age. That also can lead to the calcification. So it's shown up on a lot of the when they did, you know, biopsies of brains on people who had passed away. So according to the medical literature, if you get a pineal gland that starts to calcify, your risk of Alzheimer's, insomnia, Parkinson's disease, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, sleep disorders, hormone imbalances, and stroke are increased. So watch the fluoride out there, folks. Watch all those toxins and cleanse as often as you can because it's real important nowadays. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about allergies. Frank says he doesn't have any. I'm allergic to government. I have some. All right. According to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, over 50 million Americans have some kind of allergy. So we're told that allergies can lead to illness, and it's the sixth leading cause for doctor appointments and ER visits. About 10% of American children have allergies, and a lot of environmental allergies affect more people in the spring and fall months. Food allergies promote at least 200,000 trips to the ER across the United States every year, and Americans with environmental allergies costs about $18 billion a year to treat, but with food allergies, it costs $25 billion a year to treat. Well, let's look at some of the common triggers out there. With environmental allergies, most people think of pollen and pet dander. However, there are other elements that can cause severe reactions, like an asthmatic reaction or allergic rhinitis. So here are a few of the common triggers. Dust mites, mold spores, allergic reaction to trees, grass, and weeds, cockroaches, air fresheners or fragrances in cologne, perfume, and cleaning products, wood dust, fireplace smoke, or cigarette and or cigar smoke can be triggers to a lot of allergic reactions. Also on your food allergy area, they're the most common. People are becoming more knowledgeable these days about food allergies, and more children than ever before. About 5.4% of the children in America, that's 4.2 million of them, are allergic to peanuts and eggs. So other food triggers are, of course, shellfish, soy, milk, wheat, tree nuts, and fish. Those are the top ones. And so, just about, okay, 4.2 million kids going to school with EpiPens. That's basically what we're saying. Well, let's look at some skin allergies. Skin allergies or dermatitis, and anything with itis at the end of it means inflammation. So derma is your skin, so it's inflamed skin. And it's a general term that a lot of doctors give when they really don't know what's wrong with your skin. It's just inflamed, and they call it dermatitis. So inflamed skin seems to be very common. And I don't know if you've noticed the TV commercials promoting a lot of prescription drugs for this epidemic of inflamed skin, but it's there. And if you hear all the side effects, you think, oh, my Lord, the inflamed skin's nothing compared to the side effects, right? Now, chronic hives, eczema, and also being more sensitive to poisonous plants like ivy, oak, and sumac are more common now, and more children are growing up on recurrent use of steroids to counter these conditions, and then they develop stunted growth, so you can't overuse the steroids. And some causes for skin allergies are food allergies, of course. You know, if you're allergic to milk or chocolate or shellfish, the tree nuts, peanuts, fish, or wheat can affect the skin. It can break out. Cockroaches. Skin contact with cockroaches can cause you to break out with hives. Also, dust mites, also skin contact, same thing. Pets, and it could be from the chemical flea and tick treatment sometimes that are on your pets. They put those collars around the pets, and they're full of toxic chemicals, and sometimes the kids come in contact with that. Insects, like bees, wasps, it can create very allergic reactions to the venom. Also, emotional stress can cause your skin to break out, and also latex. A lot of people have plastic latex allergies. About 12% of the skin allergies relate to the latex allergy, and that's one out of six people are basically allergic to latex. And you got to be careful because sometimes, you know, what you're eating has been in plastic. So drugs can cause skin allergies. Antibiotics, for instance, steroids, anti-inflammatory meds. So drug reactions account for about 20% of the skin allergy reactions. All right, so then there was a study about the home allergy, which I found to be interesting. This is another allergy that's becoming more common, and it's being allergic to your home, okay? People go, what? What do you mean, being allergic to my home? Well, there are many products that go into constructing or furnishing a home, and there can be a lot of toxic chemicals used in the process. For example, chemicals that are used to treat the home foundation for termites can actually cause serious damage to human glands, causing illnesses. And the National Institute for Environmental Health Sciences reported in December of last year that home allergies are more widespread than first thought. They conducted what was considered the largest indoor allergen study, and they found that out of 905, or I should say 95% of the homes had a minimum of three detectable allergens in them. So that's quite a few of the homes had allergens. 75% of the homes, they had at least one allergen at very high levels. So the findings on this study got published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. So the homes that tend to contain more pests were the older homes or mobile homes or rental homes or homes in a lot of rural areas. Now, other facts that the study revealed are dust mite allergens. They're more prevalent, they said, in the south and in the northeast of the country or places that have more humid climates. Also, cat allergens were more prevalent in rural areas compared to urban. Allergy exposure also tends to create more sensitive immune system responses, and it could become overreactive and increase your risk of things like asthma. And they said rural areas seem to be more active in that case. And pet and cockroach allergens were more prevalent in the south. That's right. I can remember my uncle who lived in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And, of course, you know, I was visiting from the northeast, and he says, you know, down here, when you see an exterminator outside the house, it's a sign of prestige. Where you're from up north, it's an embarrassment. I got that. I did, you know, because down in the south, warmer climates. And, by the way, the bugs are bigger down there. I mean, they got those what do they call those bugs, Frank, that live in the trees? And they look like cockroaches, and they have wings, and they kind of they don't really fly, but they soar. You know, they spread their wings, and they crawl up on your cabinets and then fly down to the floor. It's kind of creepy. Palmetto bugs, that's what they are. Palmetto bugs, that's what they call them. And they like the palmetto trees, you know, the palm trees with the coconuts. So they got called palmetto bugs. You know, that, you know, you get up in the middle of the night, you have a glass of water, and one of them thing buzzes by, you know, it gets kind of buzzed by your head. It's, ugh. Obviously, I don't live in Florida. All right. Well, you know, some of the things that the study said to help reduce exposure, some of the steps that people can do to reduce exposure and their sensitivity is to improve on cleaning the home, vacuuming more often the carpets and upholstered furniture. They say wash your bedding every week. I don't know what it is with the, you know, bachelors or some of these young men, you know, under the age of 30, they may not wash their sheets for a month. I mean, that's just, come on. Also, they say try to encase your mattresses, your pillows, your box springs in these allergen impermeable covers that they have now in stores. Lower your indoor humidity to below 50%. And also, remove pets from your bedrooms or your home altogether, and seal entry points where pests can enter, and, you know, make sure you don't leave pet food out. You know, put them in containers to avoid enticing pets from entering your home. So, Frank weighs in. He says there's so many kids with allergic allergies back in the, there weren't so many. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's you know what I think? I think a lot of it is the changes in our food culture and also in medical treatments with vaccines, because they have cultured a lot of diseases on, say, eggs. And so people have this immune reaction to eggs. You know, the immune system attacks eggs because that's what the pathogen was typically grown on. All right, so, well, you know, if you're not really sure, some people say, well, I'm not really sure what I'm allergic to. Well, then there's the elimination game. We could talk about that. Because with foods, you know, I have found it's really helpful, you know, keep a food journal, right? Most reactions tend to show up in 1 or 2 days. So, and children can actually outgrow food allergies, and adults can develop food allergies. I was just talking to a gentleman today who says, you know, I was never allergic to this when I was a kid. So, you are now. So, the two most common foods most people are allergic to are dairy, milk products, and wheat. And a real simple test is to avoid eating these foods for about 2 weeks, because it's going to take 2 weeks for your body to eliminate residue proteins from those foods. And then what you can do is introduce them into the diet one at a time and then wait, because usually the reaction is almost immediate and within a day or two. And you can tell which food you're mostly allergic to. So out of the two that are biggest culprits, milk and wheat, you can do that simple test. And if milk is your food that's causing you all these problems, these allergies, because a lot of times when you have a milk allergy, it creates sort of these reactions. People get a lot of skin dermatitis, like eczema or psoriasis. Sometimes they get plagued with upper respiratory infections like sinus infections, tonsillitis, strep throat, or bronchitis. Or they'll get ear infections, or they may not have any of those problems, but they will have dark circles under their eyes. So they don't, when you take a picture of them, they kind of look, you could see it. It's like they look like a raccoon. That's a milk allergy, you know? So people sometimes are allergic to their diet and they just don't know it. So if milk is the food that you're allergic to, all foods with milk have to be eliminated from your diet. So this includes cheese. Cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. So one slice of cheese is like 10 glasses of milk. And there's a lot of hidden milk in prepackaged foods, so you're really going to have to read your labels. And I have found that milk allergy sufferers, if they get rid of the milk out of their diet, if they really do a good job of doing that, their sensitivity to environmental allergens like pollen is significantly diminished. The milk is also the likelihood of the sinus infections and the bronchitis and pneumonia that they're usually developing. So milk creates a lot of this mucus in your body, and then it traps toxins in and causes a lot of inflammation and immune system reaction. And you know, sinus infection, really, it's the mucus that's the problem, okay? You got to get that sinus drained and cleared if you want to get rid of sinus problems. So every spring, the sinus allergy sufferers usually give me a call. You know, they want something to drain their congested sinuses. They've tried the over-the-counter products that may have worked a little, or they didn't work well, or they stopped working. So draining the sinuses is what is needed. But most of the store products attempt to dehydrate it or dry up the sinuses, and the mucus is still in there in the sinus cavity, right? And the mucus will remain and cause infection in the sinuses. So I like to use a product called Echinacea Deluxe, and it drains the sinuses, and it helps the immune system fight any infection. And at the first sign of pressure or a stuffy nose, you take this stuff, and you can pretty much skip the infection. Sinusitis problem, the sinus infection. Take it, you know, as it is directed, and avoid the sinus infection, okay? So you're going to find the Echinacea Deluxe. You're going to find this at Apothecary Herbs. They also have the Skin Poultice there, great for allergic rashes from poison ivy, oak, and sumac, great for bee sting bites or mystery bug bites, venomous bites, from spiders, even snakes. We use it on that. It's great. It draws the impurities back out, and so the skin's not irritated anymore. So that's called Skin Poultice, and that's also there, and they have a lot of other items there for better health, you know, cleanse and nourish the system, you know. This is spring. Best time of the year to cleanse yourself, you know, get rid of those toxins that you know, picked up over the holidays and stuff. So, you know, and people want to lose weight. So if you just cleanse, a lot of times you get rid of those metabolic blockages that keep you from losing weight. So thepowerherbs.com, you can give them a call at 866-229-3663. Now, thepowerherbs.com is Apothecary Herbs. That is their website. You know, I get a call every once in a while. They go, why is your web address thepowerherbs? Why isn't it Apothecary Herbs? Well, we have apothecaryherbs.com domain, but people have trouble spelling it. So the Power Herbs is easy to spell, easy to remember. And it's also the title of my book, The Power Herbs. So that's why we use that one. So that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And, of course, yes, Frank's reminding me, herbtalklive.com is even easier to remember, and that'll take you there as well. Thank you, Frank. Absolutely great stuff. So, you know, from Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, God says herbs are here for the healing of the nations and the service of man. And God can't lie. So why don't we trust that? You know, why do we have to reinvent the wheel? Why do we have to poison ourselves with toxins? I mean, you know, I think it's insanity, you know, that, you know, we got nuclear power and people wear these badges, you know, because they're exposed to radiation and got to track it. But then we got a nuclear medicine wing at a hospital. Go figure that, right? All right. Now, since we were talking a little bit about mucus here, you know, with the allergy responses and stuff, I thought before we do our lung cancer segment, we're going to cover mucus a little bit. May take us through the bottom of the hour break a little here. But a lot of times, you know, people will even pick up, you know, springtime colds and viruses, you know, because they're still lingering on surfaces and stuff. You know, kids still have runny noses and sniffles. People get headaches, aches, and pains. So, but the thing is a lot of times our nose, our sinuses, even our lungs can get congested. And a lot of times even other areas of the body can be congested. And it's a blockage. And you want to open up the blockage because the toxins aren't moving. And so whenever you get a stagnation of fluids moving, you get a blockage, this isn't good. This is where disease gets a foothold. So so you want to work with your system instead of working against it or, you know, making it more toxic. And there are great natural therapies out there that will help move the blood, move the mucus out of the system. And we're going to take a look at some of this. Now, there's different kinds of mucus, though. People are amazed. They just know it's gross stuff. They don't care what kind it is. They just want it gone. Well, there is such a thing as good mucus, okay? And it keeps your mucous membranes, you know, hydrated. I mean, you've got mucous membranes right now in your nose, and they're all hydrated. And they got to stay that way. I mean, if your nose dried out, you would be very uncomfortable. So good mucus is really a living force, and it's made up of water, salt, sugars, some proteins, and some other cells. And this kind of mucus is really a very fine, thin, clear layer, and it acts like a filter, and it helps prevent pollutants from invading a lot of tissues and irritating your organs. And this is just another layer of immunity, basically. Now, a layer of mucus that lines your nasal passages, like I mentioned, helps to trap impurities like mold, dust, pollen, smoke particles, pet dander, all those things. And these particulates get trapped in the mucus and protects your respiratory system from inflammation and anything that could be deposited that would be hazardous to you. So you get rid of those when you sneeze or you blow your nose. Okay? So there is some good mucus, but we don't want the bad mucus. So we're going to talk about also the mucus everybody hates. You know, the body will produce certain types of mucus when you're sick. And this type of mucus is composed of waste materials, and it tends to sit on top of mucous membranes, and it will accumulate. This kind of mucus is not a living kind of a force. It's dead. It's low vibrating, and it has to be eliminated usually with great effort because it's kind of thick and sticky and that kind of thing. So we're going to talk about how we get rid of that stuff. But first, we got to take a little break, but we'll be back with more.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Talking about the mucus wars. We're all right before the break. We were talking about the good mucus and the bad mucus. So we're talking about the bad mucus now. This kind of mucus can be brought about by really unhealthy lifestyles and smoking a lot. So modern medicine states that unwanted mucus is really the result of disease, and natural healers say that disease can be caused by unhealthy forms of mucus. So actually, natural healers are also saying that over 90% of all disease is really caused by a lot of infected mucus, so trapping toxins in the body can't detox, see? So infectious mucus is this thick mucus. It can have different colors. It can be clear, white, could be foamy, yellow, green, brown, or even black. So when the nasal passages swell, and prevents a lot of adequate circulation and air, the mucus builds up. And it becomes thick, and it develops this distinct odor. If you ever had a sinus infection, you know what I'm talking about. So mucus from, let's say, pneumonia will also be thick, colored, and will have an odor to it. It's often referred to as sputum in medical books. So now, mucus can be interesting as well as disgusting, right? So without an illness, the human body will produce a cup of nasal mucus per day. Did you know that, Frank, that your nose produces a cup of mucus each day? People are astonished to learn that. They go, no way. But yeah, it does. Now, the mucus is necessary for lubricating your nose, your nasal passages, and your throat. But if your nose, has, what are you saying, Frank? Oh, he's learned that the hard way. You had a little bit of a congestive thing going on last month, I know. All right. So, but basically, a lot of people go, well, just to be kind of crude, no other word, but you understand, boogers, what are those in your, it's a sign that your nose is functioning well if you have a few of those, actually. So, also in your saliva, your body is always producing, a living kind of mucus. And if you're visiting your medical doctor, and the color of mucus will be determined if you are prescribed also medications. In other words, if the mucus has a yellow or green color to it, they'll start to say, well, you have an infection, and they'll write you an antibiotic prescription. A lot of times that happens with sinus infections or bronchitis infections or pneumonia. So if the sputum, though, is white, or it has this milky or opaque appearance, it indicates a virus. And so you're not going to get an antibiotic prescription then. Also, natural healers also know that excessive and continuous mucus in the body, which could, produce frequent sinus, upper respiratory infection, bouts of pneumonia, actually, puts people at risk of a partial decomposition of their blood plasma. Yeah, did your doctor ever explain that to you? Probably not. So the result is really nutritional. There's a shortage of potassium chloride, which enables fibrin protein to remain in your blood. It's an important also for clotting. Okay, so fibrinogen is the protein in your blood that regulates clotting. So foods which put the natural potassium and chloride back into the system are going to be apples, and apple cider vinegar. So if you're a mucusy kind of person, get to getting on the apples. I'm talking organic. And also maybe Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Take a dose of that, and a dose would be, what, an ounce? 2 tablespoons? I mean, that vinegar got some bite to it, right, Frank? I know you're familiar with it. You chuck that back, it may take your breath, but chase it with some water and you'd be good to go. So, vinegar does cut phlegm, mucus. So it's great for congestion. I always love the Bragg vinegar. Frank says he has some every day. That's good for you. That's good for you. And people go, actually, if you don't know, most people do know that, vinegar is bad apple cider. Can't get any worse. The body will also use mucus to protect you from an infection that spreads through the system. So the mucus has a job to do. Although it's mainly a waste product, it also comprises a lot of leukocytes or white blood cells in it. And actually, leukocyte is Greek for white. And so the moment the mucus becomes infected with waste, viruses, or bacteria, then it's attacked by the immune system, leukocytes, white blood cells. And these immune cells are made in the bone marrow with your red blood cells. And the body will make 5 different types of leukocytes, your immune system does, and they live for about 4 days. And your body will tap into which leukocyte it wants to protect your glands, your lymphatic system, or whatever. So when your immune system detects, let's say, disease, it will flood the blood with about 7,000 leukocytes for every 1/4 teaspoon of blood. That's, you talk about a big arsenal kind of going there. So if your infection is from bacteria or fungi, the body will launch these what they call neutrophil leukocytes. And if your disease involves the release of a histamine to deal with more inflammation in the body, it selects a basophil leukocyte. And those are usually the ones that you see for allergy response like hay fever. Okay, it's called your basophil leukocytes. And if you have a viral infection, the body will release what is called a lymphocyte leukocyte, which is an extra killer T-cell macrophage. So your immune system is very sophisticated. And if you notice, when you take antihistamines, you shut down your immune system a bit. Right? And you have histamines all over your body, in your brain, everywhere. So antihistamines don't just go for your head cold, your sinuses. It attacks everything. So keep that in mind when you're on antihistamines. So if you have lots of mucus and prescriptions are really not required if you're not going to be given any and you don't want to use them in the first place, how can you help your body get rid of this mucus, decongest? Well, there are lots of things. We talked about the vinegar. And there's lots of things you can do to help the immune system. The mucus is there to prevent a spread or a threat. So the invading particulates or of disease are encapsulated in the mucus, and it's our job to expel it. So if you got a lot of phlegm in your throat, the organic vinegar is very good. If you tend to have congestion in the bronchial or the chest area, then, you know, we're going to have to use something that's more like a decongestant, and we'll get to that in a minute. And sometimes a lot of this will pass through the digestive tract. So I like to sometimes we'll mix some vinegar with honey. Some other things that you can do, if you mix tomato juice, onion juice, and garlic juice together and drink it, it will cut thick mucus. And there are lots of decongestant herbs that we can use that are effective for moving the mucus. Mullein is one, comfrey root, chickweed, slippery elm, licorice. They're all great for mucus issues. My favorite, though, is cayenne. Cayenne moves mucus. Yeah, cayenne really will. So if you want to move blood or mucus, cayenne's your man. also, if you're congested for the bronchial chest congestion, I'll use cayenne, peppermint, and lobelia. Now, lobelia helps dilate the bronchioles so you can get a deeper breath and cough up stuff. And the peppermint's good for relaxing the abdomen muscles so you don't strain. And so it's great. Take a dose. If I have a congestion, I'll take a dose of that and get in a hot, steamy shower, and you can just purge it all out and be done with it. So that's our job. The immune system's working to encapsulate it, keep them from spreading, but now our job is to decongest and get rid of it. Zach likes the 90,000 organic. Well, I don't play around. I use a 250,000 Scoville heat unit cayenne, which would be your habanero. So it's hot, but, you know, it cuts to the chase and just be done. So basically, if you're looking for a lot of these wonderful little herbs, for instance, the Echinacea Deluxe has your echinacea and cayenne. Definitely want to move that mucus out of the sinus cavity. There it is. And I find that if you don't like the hot stuff, just put in tomato juice. The enzymes in tomato cool the hot taste in the mouth but doesn't diminish power. So you can hide it in tomato juice if you want. Or any chilled fruit, enzymes in fruit also cool the mouth off. So you can put some grapes in your mouth or suck on a lemon wedge or something and you can cool your mouth off that way. I wouldn't use ice cubes or ice water. I think that just magnifies the hot, really. So there's lots you can do. A lot of immune boosters at thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call and get a free product catalog. Learn what you can do. You have tools, you have power, and you can get this done, especially in a time when healthcare is so expensive. And you probably didn't know there was a healthier, more natural way to deal with this stuff, because if you work with your immune system, you empower it with nutrition. And a lot of medicinal herbs are full of nutrients, minerals, and vitamins. You're making your immune system stronger because now it's making antibodies for those pathogens, where if you took antibiotics, it's not doing that. All right, we're going to talk about lung cancer. We've got a few minutes. Of all the cancers, lung cancer really isn't talked about all that much, and the reason could be is because there's a presumption that lung cancer is almost impossible to cure. And this is because most cases are not caught in time to treat. In the United States, about 170,000 cases are a year, and we have about 460 people a day that get diagnosed with lung cancer. That's about 28% of all the cancer cases in the United States. And we spend $10 billion a year on lung cancer, and we have to find a way to successfully deal with this disease. The average age in which lung cancer gets diagnosed is the age of 71, and less than 3% of lung cancer cases are discovered under the age of 45, okay? It tends to strike more adults than children, but children aren't immune, so the chances that you might get lung cancer, even if you do not smoke, overall lifetime risk is 1 in 13 for men and 1 in 16 for women. So also the statistics seem to show Caucasian men and women are at higher risk of lung cancer than black men and women. So some of the causes, some of the causes for lung cancer is smoking, 90% of the time for men, 70% of the time for women. 15% of the cases, it's exposure to other toxins like asbestos or some radon air pollution. Lung cancer can also result due to the spread of cancer from other areas of the body, such as breast or bladder cancer. So modern medicine does not list the main cause of lung cancer, but it really is poor diet, by the way. Now, I'm sure smoking doesn't help, but usually poor diet is what's going on here. And a lot of people just don't realize they have a lot of power with the foods they eat. You know, they really do. Lung cancer is a horrible diagnosis to get, but personally, I wouldn't, if I got a cancer diet, I'd be concerned, but I wouldn't be worried. You know, there's a difference. And I know there's herbs that kill cancer cells, so I'd be hitting them up, see. Now, some of the symptoms that could alert you, some of them are undetected or virtually, you don't get many symptoms in the early stages, but lung cancer can take maybe 10 years to progress into an untreatable stage. The most notable symptom is an ongoing cough, which progresses in severity. You can get chest pain and then hoarseness, fatigue, weight loss, difficulty breathing, wheezing, shortness of breath, frequent bouts of pneumonia and bronchitis, and you may even cough up blood. But for the most part, about 50% of the lung cancer cases are first diagnosed in the last stage where the cancer has spread to other areas of the body. Only 16% of the cases are caught very early in treatable stages. Like, for instance, some men, for instance, may, you know, have hernia surgery. And one of the things they have to do prior to surgery is go get a chest x-ray. And a lot of times that's where they find a spot on the lung is in the chest x-ray, and they didn't know they had that thing. Now, while modern medicine looks for the new wonder drug and other expensive procedures for lung cancer, some researchers discovered that diet is the single most influential element that can protect even smokers from getting lung cancer. Dr. Gladys Block, while working at the National Cancer Institute, discovered there were 30 scientific studies that confirmed a common natural antidote for lung cancer. Why isn't this all over the news, right? Well, Dr. Tim Byers of the CDC confirmed Dr. Block's finding, and all the cancers, including lung cancer, which is the most highly influenced cancer by diet alone. So the research all points to diet, which tend to be devoid of enough fruits and vegetables, and so it increases your risk of lung cancer. So the carcinogen in tobacco, more potent for those on poor diets, takes advantage of not getting the vitamins and minerals out of your fruits and vegetables. So it's really vegetable fruit deficiency. There you go. So medical researchers, physicians, Cancer Institute, CDC are in agreement that the scientific evidence is pointing to a lot of deficiency in nutrition, and much of it is from your vegetables, not enough of them. So actually, vegetables and fruits help protect your body from all types of cancers, but especially lung cancer, especially if you smoke. So one important thing to remember is that the vegetables should not be cooked to death. Okay, so don't overcook your foods. Some people, especially in the South, you know, regions of the United States, they like to cook food to, they call it tender consistency. But when, you know, foods change chemically when you heat them. And so you can really cook all the nutrition right out of them. So cooking changes the chemicals in plants. And you won't get a lot of the live enzymes and the nutrition that you need when you do that. So what foods would be the best ones to eat? The yellow-orange pigment foods, green fruits and vegetables especially. So they seem to offer protection. Orange pigment offers a bit more protection, apparently, and these foods will also contain a lot of beta-carotene. But that deep orange color and the deep green color for the chlorophyll are the ones you want to shoot for. So scientists aren't really quite sure why the beta-carotene and the chlorophyll foods are the antidotes for lung cancer, but they are. Now, research done at the State University of New York at Buffalo suggests that diets rich in beta-carotene will offer 30 to 60% protection against lung cancer. And Dr. Marilyn Menkes of Johns Hopkins University conducted a landmark study which suggested that when you don't get your fruits and your vegetables, the beta-carotene levels decrease in your blood. Now, in 1983, Dr. Menkes discovered that a majority of the lung cancer patients had very low levels of beta-carotene. Further research also showed that patients with the lowest beta-carotene levels had twice the lung cancer rate. So the evidence is overwhelming, and Dr. Menkes could really predict with the blood data on the carotene level which smokers would develop a deadly form of lung cancer within 10 years. So, if you don't eat carrots, oranges, green leafy vegetables, you're going to quadruple your risk of lung cancer, regardless if you smoke or not. Also, the National Cancer Institute is trying to figure out how to make a drug out of carrots for the anti-cancer drug action. Just eat carrots, you know. Carrots, that's right, carrots and peas. You like peas, Frank? He likes peas. Okay. Yeah, the green chlorophyll and the peas, right? Well, you know, and people say, well, how much am I going to have to eat a day? Well, it really does depend. 1 to 2 carrots a day, 2 to 4 carrots a day. Well, you know, you're not going to overdose on carrots. Just eat them, you know. Just eat them. Half a cup, 2 cups. I mean, if you like them. Well, now, a lot of people say, well, I can't. There's a lot of sugar in carrots, and some people have, you know, sensitivity to sugar. Well, you know, then go, you know, with your green chlorophyll. Just load up on those. University of Alabama also discovered folic acid that's in your green vegetables fight your lung cancer as well. Lots of vitamin B. It keeps the cells strong so they don't become weak and more vulnerable to cancer and tumors. Folic acid, vitamin B, is found in high concentrations in spinach, collard greens, turnips, beet greens, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. So there you go. If you don't want to touch the carrot sugars, eat that. Dried beans will also have folic acid. And also studies at the University of Hawaii said various vegetables found that tomatoes can cut your risk of lung cancer, just like the betaine-rich foods can. They think it's the lutein and the lycopene in the tomato that has this anti-cancer element to it. So tomato. So, you know, if you like carrots, juice them, tomatoes, throw them in there. So if you're interested in protecting yourself. See, God said herbs are here for the service of the nations and the service of man, healing of the nations. So foods are your medicines. Herbs are medicinal, and they're your medicines. So why aren't you using them appropriately? See, we've gotten away from common sense and some really basic health knowledge. People in the Mediterranean don't have cancer, don't have diabetes, don't have heart disease, and it's because how they eat. One person said, whenever you sit down and you have a plate of food, it should look like a rainbow. You should have those pigment colors there, the green, the orange, the yellow, right, the reds. It's, you know, so you're getting your chlorophyll, you're getting your beta-carotene, you're getting your lutein and your lycopene, see? You're getting all those wonderful... See, science has just put a label to the nutrition, but the ancients just ate it because it tasted good. It was what they could grow, and also they were well, see? So why do we make things so hard? Why do we try to make health so complicated? Why do we make prepackaged foods and then we have to make drugs to fix us because the prepackaged foods made us sick? Why don't we just get rid of the prepackaged foods? Right? Right? So, I personally, instead of chemo and radiation and all this nonsense, I'm going to stick with my beta-carotene-rich foods, my lycopene and lutein-rich tomatoes, my chlorophyll-rich. Now, for a lot of you that are busy, 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 and you want something convenient but organic, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a wonderful little powdered vitamin nutrient mix, and you just throw it in juice or smoothie, and it's going to cover a lot of your amino acids, your plant proteins, your vitamins and minerals. So it's a nice little fill-in if you have not, if you've been a little bit, you know, skipping things. Some people skip here and there. They're busy. They're just busy. Especially, no, especially on, okay, a vacation. Who eats the way they normally eat on a vacation, right? You're going to try new things. That's fine. But you can take your Body Foundation food mix with you, stir it into your orange juice. I mean, you can find orange juice at a hotel. So thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Frank says, what's a vacation? I hear you. I hear you. Thepowerherbs.com, and just click on Energy Boosters, and you'll find the Body Foundation food mix there. It's one of the most popular items they have. They're always making that stuff, and it's totally organic and plant-based, so no animal products. You know, it's kosher, it's gluten-free, it's everything. I mean, even the wheatgrass in there is not the wheat berry, so there's no gluten to it. So throw that in your juice and just empower your whole system. You'll feel it almost immediately, water-soluble in the system. Doesn't really need a whole lot of digesting going on, so it's right there. So, you know, just perk your whole system up, and you'll notice it. You really will. Also on thepowerherbs.com, don't forget, if you're looking for the Echinacea Deluxe for sinuses to move mucus out, allergy issues, that'll be under the immune booster tab. And the skin poultice is, I believe, under the body care tab. So check for that if you have rashes, bee bites, stings, that kind of thing this summertime. If you like to hike, you better have some skin poultice in your pack. You just mix it with a little water, put it on, and leave it on there for 20 minutes to an hour, and it's like you didn't get stung or you didn't touch the plant. It's an amazing thing. It's what the Native American Indians did, you know. Why suffer? It draws all the oils out from the poisonous plant, see, because you only got 15 minutes to wash and change your clothes if you know you came in contact with a bunch of poison ivy, oak, or sumac. But if you're on the trail, where are you going to do that? There's no laundry, right? So you're going to have to, wherever you do the best you can, and put the skin poultice on and draw it back out. So thepowerherbs.com puts the power back in your hands. That's right. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Do ask for a free product catalog. It'll be sent to you. Sign up for the newsletters on the Books and Newsletters tab. They're free. They go out by email each week, and you'll be empowered with natural health news. So there you go. I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.